podcast.shapelessmash.com.
Get ready, boys.
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
This is episode 24, then?
Yep. 24, 24, or 20, in my language.
That's just because you're a mutant.
In the duodecimal system, this is podcast 20. So it's a momentous event.
Okay. So, on my right, we have busting the podcast cherry, Jason. Say hi to the folks, Jason.
I don't want
to. Too bad.
Hey, people, I get it.
To his right, we have our wonderful returning guest, Candy.
Hi, how are you?
Who's sober and not high this time.
Yeah.
So she won't be passing out of my bed. And, of course, to Tammy's right, you know, my compatriot,
the Queen of France.
Yeah.
I'm the secret king of France, but we're not married.
Like brother and sister?
Yes, that's right. That's 100% correct.
Cool. I didn't know you were a girl.
Mr. Pierce.
Ask him if his fancy, not mine.
Okay.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're listening to us right now, comment or email us. You can't see me pointing at the mic, but I am. You. Not you, Cam. You.
Or you.
Or you, yeah. You, nothing's stopping y'all.
We're okay. So the inanimate object.
Right. He thinks you're an inanimate object.
No, he's talking about the mic.
Of course, yeah. You can check us out at podcast.shapelessmass.com or our brand spanking new but fully flushed out now MySpace page.
Ooh, I want to go check it out.
MySpace.com/shapelessmasscast.
Cool.
Yes.
Yay.
We actually have clips from the show. And where can we check you out online, Mr. Pierce?
Well, since we're talking about MySpace, I'll give out my MySpace address. So it's,
Give out Tammy's.
MySpace.com/...
Oh, no, God, you people
suck. No, please don't give yours.
You people suck. That is not it. And if I don't know you, I will not add you.
Are you going to add me?
No.
No, for real.
I have it.
Give out a website.
MySpace.com/SirMildredPierce. So feel free to add me if you want.
Or ban him.
He'll be my third friend.
Right after Tom.
Wait, okay. At least you got more than me.
So we're going to go ahead and play a song. Let's see what it is.
I do.
Okay.
You said you had Christmas music stuff?
Yes.
Something funny Christmassy.
It's been funny Christmassy?
Yeah.
Do you like Cthulhu?
What?
Cthulhu, like H.P. Lovecraft?
What?
H.P. Lovecraft, Cthulhu?
No, I haven't.
The Dark Ones?
Good, then this will make absolutely no sense to you.
Alright!
While being funny at the same time. Here we go, this is the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society with their touching Christmas tune, Silent Night, Blasphemous Night.
Silent night, blasphemous night, people quake at the sight, monsters rising from deep relay.
is a book. And say it.
Hmm?
And say it.
Fuck.
I get the strange feeling.
Fuck.
Just messing with him.
Fuck.
He's going to beat me up. He's getting that Hulk look in his face.
Fuck. Fuck.
Maybe if you say book a couple more times.
Like,
maybe if I say book a couple of times, an actual title of a book will come to mind.
What's some books you
if
like?
If only there were some books in this
manga
room.
Most of the time, the books that I read are like manga.
That's fine. I'll review some manga.
Okay. Trigun. The series Trigun.
I've never been a big fan of it.
Okay.
Because everybody says that Cowboy Bebop ripped off Trigun, but...
Series.
Well, you said Trigun. Trigun or Trigun?
No, you said you didn't know much about Trigun.
No, I said I didn't like it.
Yeah. You know, he can give bad reviews too. Yeah, he is allowed to do that.
Then give a bad review of that.
I am.
That it ripped off Cowboy Bebop. Yeah, that's a good review.
No, everybody says Cowboy Bebop ripped off Trigun.
Whatever.
But
no, it's two totally different things. Oh, wow. They're like space pirates in one, and they're in the Old West in the
besides,
other.
Besides, everyone knows that Cowboy Bebop ripped off Firefly.
Firefly? What the hell?
You never seen Firefly?
No.
Whoa.
Maybe we should watch that.
Heck yeah.
And if you haven't heard of this, I will actually hit you live. Frozophon.
Huh?
Whoa, she was kidding.
No, I just didn't hear you.
She not only
it said live, and then she was like...
Frozophon.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of it.
You haven't heard of that?
Holy fuck.
You're going to be arrested someday.
Kissing him last time, now she's hitting him.
Did you get that?
You don't even have a relationship, but you've gone through the full...
I think that was
Megan.
That was
Megan.
Lesbian.
All right.
A lesbian lady. Okay. Yeah, Trigun, I don't know. It's too Western for me. I think that's the reason I don't like it.
Okay.
So I'll give it like two thumbs up for not being that bad.
Okay.
And then like three thumbs down for being too Western.
Okay.
That's a really bad review.
So it's got John Wayne in it. No, that's...
It's also one of those manga where they kind of like can defy any strength requirements when they're like lifting up their guns because their guns are bigger than them. It's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that shit.
Like,
kind of like Lobo.
That guy with the cross.
Oh.
It's like, it's as big as Jesus' cross. Mm-hmm. And it's not even made out of wood. It's probably made out of metal.
It's made out of metal, yeah.
It's a gun.
And it's full of wood. It's a gun and it has guns inside of it. Awesome.
It's a gun with guns inside of it.
The Final Fantasy.
Doesn't that make you want to watch it?
Of the sword made out of other swords?
Yeah.
So, I always thought that was kind of cool until I found out that's what it was. I was like, you know, I didn't like anything about the game. I thought the game was uncool, but then I was like, you know, at least that sword's interesting. It's big. It's interesting looking. Then I found it made of other swords. I was like, that's lame.
Yeah. That's real popular in like...
They lose.
In the manga kind of
stuff. So. Okay. Four.
Ooh, four. That's video games, so you get to choose because you're into video games. You're not, right? Unless Tammy thinks of one. You're into video games, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So whoever thinks of one first.
What about the Capcom versus SNK game?
No. You're talking about the one that's really, really hard to find?
Oh, I got it.
The one that sells for like $200 on eBay?
Yeah.
You got that?
I got that one.
Man, you should sell it on eBay.
Wait,
he says that about everything.
Yeah, but this is like, you know, when we get that into GameStop, we sell it for like $35. It's really ridiculous. We should sell it for like $200 because somebody would buy it.
I got the second one.
I think, yeah, that's the one that's real popular, isn't it?
Yeah. That's one than the first one.
So, are you gonna review that?
Sure, I'll give it like three thumbs down because people are way too fanatical about getting that damn game.
What's the deal with it? I don't know this game.
It's just like a
crossover.
It's a one against one fighting game, right? It's Capcom characters versus SNK, which is like King of Fighters, isn't it?
Yeah. Think of let's say for example, the Flash going against Spider-Man or Superman going against.
It's got Marvel characters in it?
Not Marvel characters. It's like...
You just named a bunch of Marvel characters.
No, I'm just trying to say, give an example. Like, let's say, for example, Ryu goes against Hamaru from Samurai Showdown. Okay. M. Bison goes against Geese Howard from Fatal Fury.
So anyway, yeah, that game, I'm not even really into those kind of fighting games in general, so... Did I already gave thumbs for it, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'll give one thumbs up since apparently
you
like
seem like a total asshole?
Yeah.
Six.
Six. A place.
Place. Is it my turn? Or
whatever. Whoever thinks of one first.
Place.
Have you done Hopeland Gardens yet?
I think I did.
Okay.
Can't remember.
How about San Antonio, Texas?
Sure. I used to live there, so he used to live there too. So yeah. We share this bond. That's why we're both Spurs fans.
Okay.
What kind of bond?
Spurs.
Sure.
San Antonio. I was just looking at pictures of San Antonio on Flickr for some reason.
You sick.
Like within like the last week. So I wanted to see the Tower of Americas, see if it was as big as I remember.
It was it?
No. It's a little bit shorter.
It's only 3 feet tall. Most people don't know that.
Yeah. Things when you're a kid seem a lot bigger, don't they?
Why is that?
Because you're so much smaller.
And the world's shrinking.
Yeah. Because you're like literally half the size, so everything looks twice as big.
I like San Antonio. It's one of my favorite places.
It was a
Riverwalk is awesome.
It's an interesting place. The Riverwalk looks a lot smaller than it did when I was a kid, too.
Riverwalk
looks like Creekwalk.
Having lived in San Antonio and seen what we call the Riverwalk here in Augusta.
I don't know. I think they're not really that. They're different for one thing.
Well, yeah.
The river in San Antonio is much, much smaller.
Well, it's not really a river either.
Yeah, it's like a creek. So.
But it's much big enough to more support. Nicely done, and there's a lot more going on.
Maybe.
Yeah, you go there on a Friday night. Oh my God, those big they have these huge little green like grass mounds off of the main pathway. And they'll have, like, mariachi bands and stand-up comedians and street magicians and all sorts of stuff. And it's, like, packed.
So I'll give San Antonio, like, 3 stars up.
I mean,
it's too hot, right? Three lone stars.
Any thumbs down for San Antonio? It's really hot.
Yeah, 2, maybe, for being too hot and having too many scorpions.
Because damn cow ants, man.
Cow ants?
Fire ants, too.
Cow ants are, like, literally about an inch long. I'm not exaggerating. They can be about half an inch tall, and they are indestructible. And down here, you might see. I've seen like one since we moved here.
I never really saw anywhere where I
lived. Oh God, we saw everywhere.
Yeah. We
went. This is a true story. We went for vacation somewhere at like Corpus Christi, I think, where we usually went. And we came back. It was like late at night. My sister and I were asleep. My parents put us in bed, and they went to bed. And they started like feeling really strange, like itching all of them. So they got out of bed, and there were ants all over the bed. So they went in our rooms, and there were ants all over, and there were fire ants.
This is your house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fire ants, there was always problems with fire ants. They never got in our house, but one of our neighbors, one of their little kids, sat down in a fire ant pile. And
ow.
I can still hear the screams.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
That kid's probably scarred for life, literally. Poor laughing. One.
That's a movie or TV show. So.
Borat.
Oh gosh, I want to see that.
What are you talking about? Ali G.
Yes.
It's funny, it's hilarious.
That's probably the best movie I've seen thus far this year.
I didn't know that was Ali G at all.
Borat. It's played by Ali G. When he's not in character, he's Ali G.
Yeah.
And sometimes he plays this guy named Sasha Cohen.
Yeah, Borat's really funny. So you should see it. If you want to see like a really fat guy sitting on his face.
Sitting on his face? Yeah. A really fat guy sitting on his face? Naked. Sitting on his own face?
Naked. No, Borat's face.
Sitting on Borat's face.
Yeah, that was probably the most obscene part of the movie.
Yeah, I have never seen a movie where a fat guy's balls get dangled into a guy's face that wasn't rated X. What?
I'm kind of surprised it's not rated X.
Yeah, I was surprised that not only was it not rated, like, at least NC-17, but that movie has not... I mean, I was reading the Wikipedia article and the controversy of it. I am shocked there's not more. I mean, the amount of groups who are protesting it is, like, really small.
And it's a lot of... I read that, too.
Did you read it? It's had the most successful independent opening since Blair Witch Project. It beat Fahrenheit 9/11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it probably had a bigger opening than...
They were advertising.
I mean, as
like
far
that.
As number of screens, and they even Borat even got cut. They were supposed to have like 2,000 screens. They got cut down to like 800.
And they say that that scene you're talking about is going to be completely uncut on the DVD.
Well, DVDs are usually even worse. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised if they added more worse stuff.
I have a feeling too. I have a feeling I'm going to buy that when it comes out.
They're not going to remove the black bar though.
Probably not. I mean, did you notice they made that's it kind unrealistically of a, yeah, large?
It's part of it. It's a joke. So
yeah.
Okay. Next.
But I will give it 4.
Not the full. I would give it a full 5.
Any
thumbs down? It was not
so
gross as to like make you avert your gaze so much from the screen, you know.
It wanted me. I wanted to.
Really?
But you didn't. I didn't.
I didn't.
I'll give it one thumbs down for maybe being a little bit too long. Actually, I thought it was a little bit too long. Hmm. Yeah, it could have cut out some.
Nah.
It was like just waiting for that math. They're still in Alabama. They should be like in Arizona by then. It's like, man, move along.
I did read that the Southern family that he ate dinner with, that they sued him to.
Oh, good.
And most of those lawsuits already, the people have lost.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, they'd probably all sign releases. And did you read the bit from the head lady at the television station she went on?
Yeah. I was
I thought she made a good point about that, though. And it made me think of Jackass 2, because Jackass 2 is kind of in the same vein in a way. But they just treat each other like shit, as opposed to like other people that they don't know.
Yeah, but most of the people he's really hitting kind of deserve it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that antique shop people deserve that. But like those guys, those frat boys, oh, they just hold it.
I don't feel too sorry about the frat boys, but I do feel sorry for the TV station people a little.
Nah.
So
I am absolutely positive she will rebound her career.
She'll probably get a job somewhere else, but
if they fired her over that.
They didn't fire her over that. I got the impression it just kind of spiraled from that, like she just wasn't trusted by the station manager anymore.
Yeah.
And that just led to other stuff.
So anyway, yeah. Moving on to number 9.
Yep.
Number 9.
Is that the number of year old? Oh.
Number 9?
I think that's the British Royal, isn't it?
The British Royal?
Royal.
British Royal per se. Hey, you live in Scotland. Come on.
Did you live in Scotland?
Yeah, he's from Scotland.
But, are you Scottish?
Yeah.
Where's your accent?
It faded.
Are your parents Scottish?
Hmm?
Are your parents Scottish?
No, not like high.
Is it like near a large city, or is it totally out in the boonies?
Small, very, very small.
He's a farm boy.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Are you a Highlander?
No, I'm not.
I can be only one.
No. Let's cut his head off.
Like,
find out.
Pretty much like.
It's Lamange.
Yeah.
Did you ever wear a kilt?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the British Royal you want me to wear?
So, can you think of British Royals having lived in the
United Kingdom?
I was only young by the time I left at a young age, as far as
well. So how about the one that he keeps begging us to do, we never do, which is the Queen, the current Queen.
Yeah, you want to do the Queen? So yeah, I like the Queen. I like the Queen. She's been around a long, long time. She's been around, I think, longer than Queen Victoria.
257 years.
Did you know when she became Queen? She was in Africa. That's when she found out her dad died.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Seriously, you remember that?
Yeah. I'm not that old. I mean, young.
It happened in the 50s.
Yeah, I was there. You don't know how old I am.
You are the Highlander, aren't you?
I'm 55 years old. Do you
know
that?
Don't lose your head.
Yes.
You're 55 years old?
No.
She wants to be 55 years old.
3.5 years old.
And she was in a hotel that like doesn't have a first floor. It's like this weird hotel that's like in the trees.
Uh-huh.
And then the lions and stuff crawl around on the ground and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's where she became queen.
Uh-huh.
I want to visit that hotel.
In Africa?
In Africa.
What's up with
that? She was the first British regent to learn of her ascension to the throne when she wasn't in the country. So. Every other person before her had been at the.
Well, that's really something remarkable.
I think so. It's kind of indicative of the time and place that we live in, where we're jet setting around the world and stuff. I'll give the Queen 4 thumbs up, 3 thumbs up, maybe 3.
Okay.
She's still not all that. She's no Queen Victoria. Nah. Yeah, 1 for being like.
Which theories would that be?
All of them.
All of them.
She's
shot JFK was queen. Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay.
And we're going to play another song.
It's They May Be Giants. Oh, Tannenbaum, whatever. It's the German version.
Tannenbaum. That sounds like something really bad.
Have you seen The Royal Tannenbaum?
No.
You should see it.
Thank you.
Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
A feeling in America that we must
fuck, fart, belch,
flush this alien Republican presence out of our country! This is God! You must flush the Republican presence out of your country like an alien being! The Republican Party may be likened to an alien infestation in the body politic of America. Just a thought.
Oh, you can feel America trying to throw this Republican thing off like a horrible fever! A horrible fever! A horrible fever! Now back to Perry. Oh! All right, we were just having fun with metaphors.
What the?
My question is with that, if he's so loud, how is he not getting kicked out of that library, wherever he is?
For those of you listening, if you haven't gone to YouTube and looked up Perry Logan yet and watched some of his videos, you really can't appreciate what she's saying. He's standing in front of a bookshelf that's probably in his home.
It looks like a library!
It looks like an older version of Gary Busey.
Oh, God. So basically,
it's slightly,
Gary Busey.
Slightly less drunk.
Yeah. Slightly less
drunk. There's something wrong with you when you're being compared physically to Gary Busey. That's like a warning sign of some sort of chemical addiction.
I like how he's careful to remind us that what he's talking about is a metaphor, because otherwise we might...
Assume that Republicans actually are aliens?
We might assume that he thinks that, and that would put him in the, Alex Jones camp, because Alex Jones literally does believe that everybody in power is... reptilian aliens.
Really, like
in
V?
Disguise.
That's awesome.
Yeah, kind of like in V.
They like swallow a hamster's whole. You could see him like the throat bulges out. That scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. Did you ever watch that? What was on?
Oh, I watched V. I was pretty fanatical about V. Actually.
Did it scare you? Because it scared the shit out of me.
Probably not.
That scene, that where they're taking the eyelids out, they got the reptilian eyelids.
Yeah.
I watched it now and it was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of Perry Logan? That's a good crash course introduction to him.
Yeah, pretty much.
He is very friendly towards Republicans.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let's talk about politics.
This is from News of the Weird from the last week. After shooting video undercover in 10 Army recruiting offices in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, ABC News released in November an episode of recruiters telling a prospect that no one is going to Iraq anymore. Quote, quote, "No, we're bringing people back. he said, and his partner followed with, quote, "We're not at war. War ended a long time ago," unquote. In a separate on-camera interview, Colonel Robert Manning, you see the guy who got blown up like 50 feet tall in that movie, Attack of the 50-Foot Man? That's Glenn Manning, I'm sorry. Robert Manning, who was in charge of Army recruiting in the Northeast, generously told ABC News that he disagreed with recruiters. Quote, "We are a nation and army at war still."
I thought mission accomplished.
So, basically...
Didn't we... I thought the war was over.
We have on-camera recruiters saying that we're not going to Iraq anymore, that people are actually coming home and there is no war.
Just to get people not so scared to...
Yeah.
Well,
and
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Why are we over there again?
You know what kind of signing bonuses those guys get?
A lot.
They get like five figures sometimes.
That's how our economy boosts is during war.
That's why they all own PSPs instead of Nintendo DSs. They got money to burn.
So. Good plan.
Yeah.
Jack Free wins again.
Yay for ADD. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean. Yeah. So what do you want to talk about exactly?
That was it.
Okay,
was it?
We're done.
Okay, no other thoughts on that? I just thought it was interesting. I was going to share that.
Yeah, I mean, they're desperate, so not surprised.
Yeah. Well, something about people dying.
I might join the army. And
you know who to trust.
Get my bonus and then run away. Go AWOL.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play a song now.
All right.
And I'm going to play, surprise, a Christmas song. I'm going to play Eazy-E's touching song, Merry Motherfucking Christmas.
Cool.
Don't stop. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting Christmas cut. Ho, ho, ho. When I
So that was Easy with the always touching Merry Motherfucking Christmas.
Yeah. So what was you guys' favorite part of that song?
Shut up!
So we're going to go to one of my favorite spots, the game.
This week's game.
This is a really good one because you guys are all into Japanese stuff. Like Japanese culture.
And the Bible.
Japanese entertainment. And this is really the Japanese entertainment. So what we have here is... Are you familiar with the concept of this versus this, Jason? I know they are. This versus that.
It's called the game show.
The game show. Basically, I have a list of 20 names here. There is an additional one that you don't know about.
Okay.
Oh, we've done this already, though. But basically, it's 20 names. I'm going to read them to you, and you all are going to tell me which one you think it is. Now, it can only be one of two things. Either... In this case, a Japanese monster or a biblical character. However, there is one name on here that is neither. You get a point every time you get one right. You're all going to answer on each of them. And if you guess the one which is neither, then you get 5 points.
Wow. New rule. I like the new rule.
Yeah, it's actually really nice.
Probably get the new
Now, can I ask a question about the Japanese monsters?
Yes.
Will these be... Japanese Romaji spellings, or would these be like Americanized spellings? Like
the Wikipedia spellings.
Ah.
Oh, that's good.
I have no idea what you mean by the Romaji spelling. Like, I'm is saying. That like the actual like hieroglyphic?
Well, I mean, like in Japanese they say Gojira, but we say Godzilla. So.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure this is the American version. So I'm sorry.
Can we stop this for a second?
Can you go to the bathroom?
No, I need some.
So, to refresh your memory, we're going with Japanese monster versus biblical character. Yep. Remember, one of these is neither. If you guess it right, you get 5 points.
Or both.
So, everybody ready?
Sure.
I actually watched
for both.
Like a samurai movie. Like, it's just a nice guy.
Jesus Christ, Vampire Hunter.
It was a whole Christian element to me. It was really weird. I never seen that. It was about, like, back in, like, 500 years ago when they banned Christians from Japan and killed all the Christians.
So, because we're all wearing headphones, you're not going to wear headphones.
I don't wear them. I mean, I sound like I can't hear you. It's like, what, speak up? I can't hear you. I don't have my headphones on.
It's all whispered, ripping in.
Okay,
so everybody ready? Okay. I do apologize for my pronunciation. Atragon.
What is it?
Atragon.
And it's Japanese monsters and
biblical
characters? Okay. I'm going to go with Bible.
I'm going to go with Japanese. Thing.
It's a miracle. Yeah. Jason was right. It's a monster.
Oh.
Darkon. They're not all like that. I kind of want to start out a little difficult.
Okay, well then I'll start out. I'll say the Japanese monster.
Okay.
Darkon.
Japanese.
Jason.
Biblical
character.
Wow.
Do you know your Bible?
A little bit.
Do you know Darkon?
Yeah.
The
Do you really?
I mean, I studied a little bit in the Hinduism and Zen.
Okay. Did you read a lot of Bible in Hindu? Anyway. Dionysius the Areopagite.
That's Bible.
Dionysius.
Say it again.
Dionysius the Areopagite.
What is it? Areopagite? That's like
Areopagite.
Is it with a
pagite? Pahit? I don't know.
That's like a blob that lives in your lungs.
I'm serious.
It sounds like nothing.
Well, we do have that option.
One. Well, yeah, it could be the one.
I want to say neither.
Well,
I think it's your
pie. Sure.
That's how I got that.
Carnicurus. Or Carnicurus.
Carnicurus.
I think that's a dinosaur.
So are you going?
Oh yeah, they had a lot of Japanese dinosaurs.
Okay.
So I'll go with Japanese.
Most of them are
Japanese.
Jason is right again.
Dang it!
Mr. Pierce, wow. Wow. This is making up for last week where you stomped everybody.
Did I win last week?
Yeah, we went like 5 points ahead of everybody. Anyway, not last week, but last time. Elazar.
I'm switching into...
Tammy was right. It's a biblical character.
I don't know. Hey,
that's
funny. Astana.
That's the Japanese.
You're all wrong. That one is the wild card. It's the capital of Kazakhstan. Inspired by Borat.
Yeah. I had a feeling it was something else. Made me think of... Isn't there like a Tales of Astana show? Or is it...
Yeah. Something
Anastasia, like... maybe?
I should have kind of figured it because it was too small.
Joktan.
Joktan?
Yep. If this helps. Joktan.
Okay.
Japanese.
Yeah, I'm going to say biblical.
Biblical? It is biblical.
Yes.
Mr. Pierce finally makes it on the board.
How many points
are there? Wow. Oh, you have five.
Yeah. That's not that hard.
Apollos.
Biblical.
Like Apollo, but with the U.S. on the end?
No, with an S. Apollo with an S on it.
Oh.
Or maybe it's Apollos. I don't know. It's Apollos.
Alright.
It's actually a lot harder than you probably thought, isn't it? What's the matter? You guys are way into Japanese stuff. You should know these off the top of your head.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it last.
Well, the problem is they don't use, like, the Japanese real strong pronunciation.
Okay, if I do them all like this, like, Apollos!
No.
Oh, it has Apollos! Or... Yeah, Apollos did come and... Why am I doing Swedish?
I'm going to say Bible.
It is Bible.
It is?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Ibira.
That sounds Japanese. How do you spell it?
Ibirah.
Oh, I'm going to say biblical. It starts with an E.
It's a monster. Orga.
You done already?
No.
That's a monster.
Mm-hmm. Orga.
Orga.
Spell it.
O-R-G-A.
Monster.
You must like it sound.
Monster.
You must be trying. Are you trying to lose?
I'm too sober, that's the problem.
Zebulon.
Zebulon?
Zebulon.
Isn't that in the Bible?
Biblical.
Monster.
Monster?
Yeah.
What do you say?
The Bible.
It's fine.
Really?
I thought I'm losing.
Gabera.
Biblical.
Biblical.
Say again. Would you like to go to Waffle House later on tonight and get some waffles? They serve really good waffles at Waffle House.
Spell it.
Gabera.
Gabera.
With a G. G-A-B-A-R-A.
I'm going to actually say
actually...
It sounds too much like Gamera. I'm going to say Japanese.
He's finally starting to gain. Yeah, it's a biblical character.
Spell it.
Told y'all.
G-A-B-A-R-A.
There's one that could be spelled
in
Japanese.
Dang it. I'm sorry.
Batra.
That's a monster.
And Mr. Pierce gains again. That is a biblical character. No. Japanese monster.
Yeah.
You said Japanese monster?
He said monster.
Yeah.
She said biblical. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So Tammy got it right?
Yeah. Tammy did not get it right, but Mr. Pierce did. My fault. Sorry. Abaddon the Destroyer.
Spell it.
Abaddon.
Bible.
Physical.
Bible.
That has to be biblical.
Danny is right.
Are you
trying? Bible character.
Hello, would they put a Japanese, would they put the Destroyer in something Japanese? No,
they never put names like the Destroyer in these Japanese movies. Actually, most of the Japanese movies have names like that. That's kind of tricky. Barak. So, it must be Japanese then.
I'm going to say biblical. Because Croatia is closer to the Holy Land.
That is biblical, yes.
My
you're hitting
it out.
Baran. B-A-R-A-N.
Japanese.
Yeah, I think she's right.
So, biblical. No.
It is?
No, Japanese. They were
wrong.
Yes.
I don't think the C-12 is a very helpful thing.
Did you finish that right?
No.
Irija. I-R-I-J-A-H. Irija.
I think it's like erogenous, kind of like that orga, was orgasm. What was the orga?
Japanese monster.
Yeah, then this one's Japanese monster too.
Yep.
This is a Japanese monster orgasm.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say biblical.
It is biblical.
We're almost
done. Montango. That was really actually, you start coming back, but you still lost with 8. Tammy came in second with 10, and Jason came in first with 11. Good job.
Well, I got 10.
Cool. It's still pretty close.
So you won $1 million.
Not really.
In IOUs?
In invisible funds.
Japanese dollars.
Japanese yen.
Japanese yen. 1 million pesos. I'll get your dollar in a minute.
That was me.
That'd be worth about $100,000.
So.
Oh, yay.
It's Jason's turn to play a song. So, what's your favorite Christmas song, Jason?
None whatsoever.
No, just a song that I might actually have.
Anything that is far away from being Christmas.
Well, I mean, you could play something that's not Christmas. Yeah, as long as he has it. I mean, what is...
As long as I have it. That's the main criteria, is me having it, because that kind of necessitates my ability to play it.
Anything with DJ Cuber.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, if you have anything that Cuber has with James Brown,
actually, I think I do.
Some funky drummer?
I'm sure I've got something. Well, here, just follow this up. This is kind of a good vlog. Let's play Cosmic Rays. Have we played Cosmic Rays on the show before?
I don't know any of the names of those songs.
So, this is DJ Cubert with Cosmic Rays. I think you like Cubert.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, this is a rare Cubert song, actually. It's not on any albums or anything.
And it's Christmassy.
Right.
Somehow the cosmic rays must have altered your atomic structure, making you become invisible.
All right.
Did he ever have sex with a lesbian?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I figured not.
She was a lesbian?
She's bi.
What?
Bi what?
Bisexual.
Biracial?
Isn't that prostitution when you bisexual? That deserves a Perry Logan laugh.
Yes, it does.
We should have a soundboard for
that. That Perry Logan laugh should be in the American lexicon. No, for real, it should be a phrase people use, you know? Like, there's Nelson laugh.
You playing footsie with me?
No, I'm not.
You know what a Nelson laugh is?
Yes.
No. Everyone knows. Come on, you know what? If I did one, you go, oh, I know what that is. Not only would you know what it is, you know where it was from.
Okay.
You know what a Nelson laugh is?
Yeah.
See? If I do it, you're going to go, oh, it's
ha-ha. Okay.
See? You know what it is. That's okay. A Nelson laugh.
Anyway.
Hello. Are you the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I was the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Ooh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him. But come on in. Come in. Come in, David Bowie, now.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Oh, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Oh, gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing Crosby.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
I am that Bing Crosby. Because right or wrong, I'm going to sing either way. Bing. Crosby.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
No, I think it's marvelous. Some of it is really fine. So tell me, ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one. With Harry Nilsson.
Oh, you go back that far, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us are these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
You go in for any of the traditional things in the Bowie household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
I am. Ha-ha.
Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do ya?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
Oh, you too, huh?
Oh, and this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed, Monarch. It is a lovely thing.
Bowie.
What?
Bowie.
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-bum-bum. A newborn king to see, ba-rum-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-bum-bum, ba-rum-bum-bum, ba-rum-bum-bum.
Take it, Monarch.
He's on Earth. Can it be? Years from now, mayhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-bum-bum.
I don't even know that note.
See the day when men of good will live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be? Every child must be made aware. Every child must be forced to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish will come true. For my child, and your child too. You see the day of glory.
You
see the day when men of good will live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
the guest spot.
Hey, you think kids should be allowed to curse?
Kids should not be allowed to curse because I think that they should, first and foremost, because I didn't curse much as a kid. I really didn't. But I think that as far as, like, kids go, they should learn their vocabulary and learn what things mean, because you should not substitute a curse word, like, when you do, like, if you don't understand, it's like, dude, because, you know, that's just...
Shut up.
Just fucking dumb.
Yeah, like, you're going to cuss.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that, but... If a better word for the situation is like inappropriate, like for example, if you know you catch two kids making out, or you know, for God, you know, God forbid, fucking in like a classroom, you know, you can't post that in the paper as we caught these two kids fucking in the classroom. You have to say we found two students engaged in inappropriate behavior, inappropriate sexual behavior in a classroom. So you have to be very careful what you say, because you have to be specific. All right, you really do. And the thing is, he's like, look, they were doing some fucked up shit in there, dude. It was like some dick and pussy banging going on. You can't do that. Because there is a certain amount of repercussion for using curse words, which is why I think only adults should be allowed to use them, simply because if I were going up against you in any kind of debate or whatever, and we've been in these before, I use the big words as much as I do the fuck words and the shit words or whatever, and I couple them together. You know that, and that's why you always like, Larry, it's something here you talk, and you say big shit, and then you're like, fuck this and fuck that, and fuck a quark.
Hello!
Fuck a tachyon pulse and all that sort of shit. You know, it doesn't matter. But kids shouldn't be allowed to do it, because it's a way out for kids. But for adults, for adults say, oh, well, using vulgarity is an admission of ignorance. Fuck you, it's not. The thing is, the whole point is, you're going to come and say, oh, yeah, you don't want to address the bigger problem. You just want to say, oh, I'm smarter than you because I don't have to resort to those words. It's like, well, guess what, motherfucker? Half people on this planet don't understand what the fuck you just said. But every damn one of them knows what I said. So who's the stupid bastard now?
Wow, that's pretty profound.
It is.
That's pretty fucking profound.
It's fucking profound.
Motherfucker, that fucking shit's profound.
Exactly. I think that it is.
It's a backup void?
It is.
What?
He said, excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't understand a fucking word that you're saying.
I think you're wrong on that one, but...
So, you think we'll get shit for?
I don't think it should matter to him.
I think it's actually funny to watch
something. I think it's double standard.
Something innocent.
The usual about double standard.
Something innocent cursing. I always find little kids cursing funny. Because of my job, but that's another story.
What? I never had that.
What do you think, Jason? Should little kids be allowed to curse?
I'll only allow one little kid to curse, and... I'll be able to see that for 48 hours. But I'm talking about the one who says, oh, fudge, but you know what he's supposed to be saying?
That would be actually funny.
Well, yeah, now they have PG-13.
Yeah.
Or even PG. They show nudity at PG-13.
So, now we're going to read from the Book of Horrible Questions. You can pick this up at any reasonable bookstore.
Reasonable bookstore?
Yeah, like bookstores which don't kick you in the shin after you buy a book. Basically, these are questions, and you guys have to consider the merits of them. We'll start out with some easy ones. For $100,000, a funeral is taking place. You do not know anyone at the funeral or anyone involved with it. As a family member is making their heartfelt, cheery speech, you must run into the midst of the crowd and yell, I'm glad he's dead! Ha ha ha!
That's horrible. Yeah, I'd never do that.
No, $100,000.
Oh, $100,000? Hell yeah.
I couldn't do that simply because
$100,000.
I've had a close member of my family die.
Well, who hasn't?
I've had my grandfather die.
My mother died when I was 10.
Okay.
So, like, can I wear, like, the curly mustaches, like, in the 1920s?
Like a Snidely Whiplash mustache?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, I'm sure if you wore a Snidely Whiplash mustache that no one would recognize, hey, it's...
I mean, come on, it's just after the
People would not go, hey, that's not the 6.5, 7-foot-tall, hulking black man with weird hair.
It's not weird anymore.
Though. And a weird face.
It's not a weird face.
He has a kind face. That's what they would say. You have a kind face.
Sure.
For a big guy, I can't see you hurting anybody. You look like a big softie. Whenever I see you, I'm overcome with this. I don't do it, but I'm overcome with this like teddy bear urge to hug you.
You actually know him.
Oh, come here, it's Jason.
When you actually, I'll be honest with you. When I first met Jason, I was actually scared of him.
Why?
Because he was big.
He was scary looking.
Scary looking.
Are you afraid of the Empire State Building?
Yes, I am.
How about,
just wait until he turns
so
green.
Our house is pretty big. Are you afraid of it?
Yeah, I'm afraid of the house too.
This microphone's pretty big.
Are you Don't with the quick movements. I'm gonna puke in the car if you do that.
Oh, speaking of which, okay, $500,000, a human pancreas will be put on a plate in front of you. You must eat it. When it's gone, you will get paid.
Yes, I eat it.
No,
I eat all sorts of weird stuff.
I can't do it.
Alive?
No, is it raw?
Oh, it doesn't say.
I'm gonna, can I fry it up first?
But I kind of assume it is, like,
it doesn't say you can't cook it, though.
It doesn't say you can't cook it.
I'm gonna fry that shit up and get my half meal.
Who knows? That might be good.
I'm gonna have pancreas nuggets.
I can do it.
Pancreas McNuggets.
How big is a pancreas, by the way?
It's like...
It's like the size of a major catfish. You just...
Isn't that the thing that's like attached to your liver or something?
You're thinking the penis.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have one of those.
You don't have like one at home in a box?
No. I got one attached to that one.
So
yeah.
What do you use it for? Like...
Scrubbing the floor.
Yeah, scrubbing the floor. That's what I use to
reach in those, dusting those hard to reach corners.
Yeah.
Sharpening pencils.
And then the pointer.
Okay. For $100,000, would you perform natural sex acts with a reasonably attractive partner? Attractive partner at a live sex club with your family and friends in attendance.
Yep.
Is anal count natural?
No.
Then no.
I don't know.
I'll wait till the next question.
Because they would probably see me naked and scream and run away.
Jason?
My mom would probably cringe. My sisters would, like...
Well, that doesn't answer the question of whether you do it or not. For $100,000.
Probably.
Obviously, you wouldn't do it.
They're a follow-up question.
You wouldn't do it?
They wouldn't care.
I'm glad John's not here. They should feel like that.
So you would? Okay.
He'll hear it.
Mr. Pierce?
Oh, yeah. I'd do it for $100,000.
Okay, for $500,000, same as above, except you must perform unnatural sex.
Oh, yeah.
Unnatural sex, so define unnatural sex.
Like
not between a married man and woman.
like DPD.
No, not double penetration. No.
No, like, anal sex.
Ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Ass to mouth, by the way.
What do you mean, what is ass to mouth? It's hardly, like, a covert description of what it is. I mean, do you want me to really just explain it to you?
I remember that from Clicks, too. It's just
What do you think it is, based off of the title? If you just had to guess.
When somebody sticks their ass in somebody's face?
It's pretty close. Close enough.
Huh?
Like anal and oral kind of mixed together?
Or more like one after another.
Yeah.
You get it now?
Yeah.
It's basically like, we're done here. And swap, spin around.
Isn't that like
69
now?
No. It's
is someone knocking on the door?
No, maybe.
No, they wouldn't go about first.
No, they wouldn't. Remember the one time Donkey went here?
Oh, is he coming?
No, he didn't get off work until 12:30.
Okay. So yes, unnatural sex acts?
No.
Yes.
I can't answer that question.
Yes.
It's Charles Manson with a machete.
The drunk chick's gonna go check the door. I can't lie. He opened the door and he asked for you, so here he is.
I'm trying to lose myself. Oh my god. Wow, what are you doing here?
I was on the side of town. I was like, you know what? I'm coming by, saying hi.
Well, damn, have a seat.
Maybe I will.
So, this is day 420.
Oh, okay.
So you walked in just in time.
Right on time.
Yeah.
For what?
Let's go straight to the incest.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah,
but
speaking of incest, my brother contacted me the other day. I haven't heard from him in 3 years.
Weird. What do you mean, speaking of incest? Like, let me tell you about this story about me and my brother, too.
I forgot. It's all just a sex chapter. You ready? This one is way too low. I'm sorry. Okay. For $100,000, give a man a blowjob.
Oh, yeah. $100,000, man.
Would you suck a dick for $100,000?
Not today.
Raise up to $1 million, and I might...
Is that for real?
Yeah.
For $1 million, would you suck a dick?
No.
Of course you would, Dave.
Never.
Yeah, I knew the answer. Tammy gets the $100,000.
I do it for free anyhow.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Guys,
No.
Mr. Pierce?
How about $5?
Dollars.
$5?
No, I do it for free out anyhow. So,
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I think they imply somebody, maybe, like...
Like a guy asking you, because it would be like...
Somebody you don't know.
Yeah, like a random stranger. Like a homeless guy.
No. No.
You wouldn't suck off a homeless guy for $100,000?
No.
All the nasty stuff on the dick will wash away like...
Oh, I would.
I bet you would, sure.
You had to add that in. I mean, geez, I'd knock my million price down. Okay, okay. For $50,000, you must perform oral sex on your best friend of the opposite sex until orgasm. You may discuss this with him or her and share the payment if you so desire. $50,000. And you can talk it over with them. Explain that you're doing it for money.
Yeah.
And they can actually have some.
Yeah.
You know, we can't have Tammy on the podcast without her revealing some dark secret about herself. I love that about her.
Who's your best friend?
Have you listened to any of the shows with her on?
No.
Yeah, usually the shows with me on it, I confess some big dark secret. I'm not that very into.
Last time it was anal sex, this time
it was... No, it wasn't oral. Anal sex last time, it was
something anal sex the previous.
That's right.
So last time. This time, apparently, she performed oral sex on her best friend. So.
Yeah, his name is Kyle. Actually, he's best friend also with John.
So, yeah, that's enough of the horrible questions for this week. We'll ask more next time we have another guest. We're going to play another song, and since Dave just walked in, I'm going to play a song for Dave. I'm going to play Saint Tola's song.
Okay. Play the sex one.
Oh, the hunching?
Yeah.
Okay. I like this one.
Damn, girl, you looking good. Wanna make you feel as good as you look and know that I can, so listen up, girl. Got even peep the reason over beats conceived by SHWN. Seeking union with the features, way beyond believing. Easy with your breathing, hold it when you see a speaking presence. Move to heaven, see your movie scripts, it's full of features. Eyes of hue was Cuban beaches, bright as blue was super seas. It will be missed, smooth as cheek is music, and a blue was genius. Tune the image, new to scenic view, the vexing drew of Venus. Cutie kiss with Cupid's fever, booty fit with moving denim. Truly gifted beauty, bleeding siren, so simple with semen. Youth reputed as a linguist, beauty switching me to speakers. See, I refuse to lose the meaning that confused you, then repeat it. Duly quit with tools to please a coochie clip with moving fingers. Use my tongue for coon and lingus. She looking like a cartoon with the 7th floor single. Angles lead to feet pristine. Call her marble statues. A bubble passage on the ceiling of the Sistine. She gets you hot like Cincy. Mellow mooded something like a schoolgirl when repentant. Man, sometimes I think you know exactly what you were doing when you walk through that exit like that and then turn back and shot those big beautiful eyes over at me. Damn, girl, you bad. But I got plans. And Hail Mary, cause we spinning in and out of looking down her thighs, kissing down her spine, making sure whatever need is, he can meet her fine. The wrist behind the head, legs wide with twine behind her. Now she bend it back, cause baby got a summer lack. So she never satisfied, need to take away and then she saying give it back. Crazy ladies, plenty back, raven training pretty hot into the ass. Spicy sweet, a ginger snap. Tell I got a groove and tell I got a rhythm back. Pleasure tripping, gladly riffing over sexy ripping tracks. Now she ready like she listen fast as Teddy pinned the grass. And then we recreate a naughty act, soon on skin and max. Press the back and splash, making flesh a test of racks. And snap, playing, catch you, catch it back. Rattle, pulse, picture, scratch, ass, CD, skip and scratch. Shifting fast, a little laugh, getting deeper, kicking crab. And now she's scratching on my back. Bliss spreading through, I'm smashing a lower half. Passionate actions, eyes intend to casually catch. Atomic level spasms and contractions. When the eye catches lasting, inhaling every breath that I'm passing. Cookies that have the sugar peak and orgasm. Was it good for you? Did you like it? Damn, this sweat tastes so sweet. I hope it was good for you. Cause it was damn sure good for me.
Column.
My girlfriend won't shave her vagina, and I've been asking her for like months. And she says her mom won't let her. No, it says. she says her mom won't let her shave anything but the pits, and not that bad so much as the vagina. I get scared of how fucking hairy she is. She is down there. What can I do?
Okay.
I have an advice.
If she shaves it and grows back, it's going to be extremely prickly and itchy.
At first.
She's gonna constantly have to shave. Sorry.
If she waits like a month, like
mine
we're
is less
at a month
more
after a shave, it's just right.
Your vagina?
No. Guy, I'm talking about advice.
Okay, actually.
I don't really like shaved vaginas. I like it where it's just really trimmed. So it's like real close. Just to remind you that
you're I gotta admit, I'm old and I can't go for the whole shave.
I like the shave.
Like when you're going down on her, it's real nice because there's not, you know, all that hair's not in the way, so you don't get it caught in your teeth. And...
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, you get pubes in your teeth.
I'm a guy with a beard, so, you know.
You wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, that's my point.
So you set it on fire, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean,
yeah, she
was there for just for like 3 seconds, and then just put it out.
That's the Vietnam technique.
Sure, why not?
You know, they did make Nair for like that.
Yeah, but the trick is to spray it, and then you light it on fire as you're spraying it, like a blowtorch.
When there's no pain involved, yeah.
Nair, you have to let it grow out like an inch before you can use it.
Mr. 420 has been conspicuously quiet during this entire.
No, on my leg. You have to let it grow out like this far.
When is your leg hair going to grow up?
That's why I've only used it once.
One thing I will say is, I think if you're going to expect your girl to do that, it's only reasonable that she expects you to do that.
Yeah.
I've done it.
I mean, I'm still saying, fine.
Thanks for...
No, you guys don't understand the logic.
No, it doesn't.
Look,
a little bit.
It makes your balls look bigger.
That's fine.
Fire. You cinched the dermal hair.
Hold the fucking phone. You're still talking about setting girls on fire.
Come on, think about it. It gets to the root of
There's no way you are going to ever rationalize to me that the solution to his question is to set your girl's pussy on fire.
Yes, it works.
How would you know? You're not a girl.
I've seen it.
What have you seen? What fucking weird ass stage show are you going to that you're seeing some girl with?
I know, but
you. I mean, no, don't you dare.
Oh my god!
No, it's not that. I lost my last bit of.
Okay, someone's dark secret is about to come out.
There's no dark secret.
Not anymore. You said that innocent. Go ahead.
No,
this is good.
It's nothing. I just kind of like...
You just accidentally went to the porn site about the flaming vagina.
No, it's not that.
What was it, flamingvaginas.com?
No. I typed in Chevrolet, I was looking for cars, so I could draw it. And I misspelled it.
Well, the bullshit quantity of the story just rose tremendously.
I misspelled it, and I saw this thing.
Wait, how'd you spell it?
Chevrolet.
So what's our advice for our friend here to set her pussy on fire?
Yeah, while she's not looking.
Or unconscious for that matter.
Squirt some
WD-40.
Just
lighter fluid.
Just get like rubbing alcohol. Just put some
corn on water. One of those clowns
you punch. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wail it.
No, it's cool.
And don't worry, I promise I won't make fun of this thing.
Okay. How about advice from Dave? What would you do, Dave? You like him shaved? You like him
kind of shaved?
You're a smooth character. Like, how would you talk the girl in there?
I would do the Nair thing.
While she's asleep?
While she...
I would do the let me shave you.
Yeah!
The thing is...
Wow!
The pubes.
Lay on down, honey. I got my razor. I got my shaving.
Oh my god. You could actually probably end up cutting her.
That's
number
what every
one.
Girl thinks. Seriously, when you're that much closer, you're that much less likely to cut it.
Number two...
Have you ever cut it? Oh, you
yes,
you it?
I have.
See? Exactly. You should have somebody do it for you that has had some
Have you ever shaved a man's face?
No.
You know, there are people who do this, like, for a living.
Barbers?
Oh, that's one dude. Cool. I was thinking of homeless guys.
What is that? What do you
want? What's the homeless guys in this podcast?
This is the homeless podcast. Anyway. So that's our advice, set her on fire. Seeing. So moving along.
Yeah. Somehow I got my foot stuck in the door, and now I have scars. And now I want to be a model, but I'm scared... Scared on my foot, so I think that career is over. So
probably
what
scored.
Do I do? Makeup? Special cream?
Set it on fire.
Yeah, that'll cure the scarring.
Replace it with another one.
No. Set your vagina on fire.
Well, then that'll keep the
people looking at the midsection of them at the foot, and you have to worry about it.
Seriously, I really don't recall a lot of
models
involve bare feet.
Well, there's those certain websites that the kitten crushers.
I was gonna say, if you're gonna go into porn or something, but even then, porn for some reason everybody's wearing shoes.
Yeah,
girl can be naked, she's got her shoes on.
Well, she might have to run out of the room also in case there's a fire.
Why would
on her vagina!
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Why are they wearing their shoes? Take your shoes off, bitch. I want to see your feet.
I actually used to model, and you can model other parts of your body. You can be a hand model, a face model, a body model.
Feet modeling is definitely out of the question.
I mean, she goes, a body model?
Where do you see, bare feet in modeling?
No, that's
anyway,
foreign,
unless they're, not wearing anything at all.
Exactly.
Have,
that's not really a model, that's a porn star.
She must be modeling for other things, so
I have a feeling she's not modeling for anything, actually.
Foot fetish or something like that.
I have a feeling she's one of those superficial people who feels like because she's got some probably minor scarring on her foot that will probably go away if she turns 18, like her entire modeling career is over because she judges everyone else based on appearance, so she feels like she's going to be judged on appearance.
What kind of door is going to cause, scarring in general, but so serious that it's going to ruin your modeling career?
No, for real. I was watching that show on TV that was horrible, real, deaths and dismemberments. It wasn't faces of death. It was all reenactments and stuff like that. It was really freakish stuff, things you would be like, what? A guy fell into a cement mixer and stuff like that. And one of the first ones they had was a woman who got her foot slammed in a door and it cut one of her toes off. So I imagine a door could probably fuck you up pretty bad.
But how can you, How can you miss that?
It didn't go on the side. It went, her foot was...
I did fuck up my leg caught in it. It was on a boat, though. On a ferry with boats.
Were you laying
down? Yeah, I was laying down. I had my foot up in the door, and for some reason somebody closed it.
Think about it. The proportion. You have to have big, giant monkey feet for it to...
What are you talking about?
I've never had my foot slammed in a door. Yes, the worst.
No, she's saying you have big
feet. Yeah, why not? Let's go with that.
Well, I've never had my
foot
slammed in a door until I went on a boat.
Yeah, but you were laying down. Your foot was
I was laying down.
Your head would get smacked over before your foot would.
She's drunk. I'm not drunk. I'm just tipsy and tired.
Put your glass on. You can keep it up.
Okay. Drop it.
Wow, you are drunk.
I'm not drunk.
So any advice for our friend who's
you'll hear when
or he does it is it she?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Did it say it was a girl?
Yeah.
I kind of
if it was a guy.
I had the impression it's kind of a
It's just a guy, it's a very feminine guy. Feminine guys actually rock.
It has to be a girl. If it's a guy then.
I'm feminine.
Feminine.
It is a guy?
What?
It's a guy?
It doesn't being gay.
If it's a guy,
I am.
Gay.
I am.
If it's
I got
a guy, you need to walk
feminine.
It off. Literally. You need
you're
to walk
gay.
It off. If it's a girl, just set it on
I
the arm.
I'm not gay.
Get a plastic one.
I don't
care
about
it.
A plastic foot.
Yeah, think about it. There's no scar there.
That's pretty damn long right there.
Set it on fire, chop it off, get a plastic one. No more scars.
You're dead.
Huh?
You're dead.
No, I'm not.
You're very happy.
Aren't you happy? I'm happy. Homeless. What do you think
about
this? Homeless. What do you think
about this?
Just wear socks.
I think you should get rid of all the doors right now.
Excellent advice.
Yeah, set the
moving on,
fire.
Let's have at least one more.
Set the doors on fire, that works.
Where's the anal sex one? Come on.
Every time I go to the bathroom, I feel the need to fuck toilet paper into my vagina.
Tuck.
I used to tuck my underwear in there because it seemed to feel better. It doesn't seem like it's ruining my life. She can still type apparently, so.
I can still go swimming, ride a horse.
I say let her tuck it in, and then set it on fire.
Listen to you setting on things on fire.
Why
anyhow,
no, specifically
probably,
vagina.
She's probably actually should be somewhat I don't know what the exact word is. No. With vagina, the only sensation while a woman's having sex is the sense of feeling about the sense of whatever feeling of actually feeling stuff, just a sense of fullness, a sense of feeling.
Would you say a sense of feeling?
You think that's what she's doing? She's actually sticking, wads of toilet paper up in the actual vaginal
channel.
My question
is, then how is she having her period?
Maybe that's what it is, I don't know.
I always
see she just probably just needs to get one.
The consensus last time you were here with what's her name?
Megan?
Yeah, was that she had a yeast infection.
Maybe.
I always assumed she was more just kind of stuffing it kind of.
She could be like Ada Rosetta. Like,
well, maybe she does know and just didn't realize.
Maybe she just Ada Rosetta.
Maybe she's actually secretly, covertly transporting toilet paper over state lines. Maybe she's a toilet paper mule. You ever think of that? Huh? Huh?
I didn't.
Why not, Dave?
Because I'm homeless.
Those poor people without toilet paper.
Sorry.
You a nasty ass motherfucker.
What? Fire.
Setting a girl's vagina on fire.
Look.
Can we read another one?
That was a
footage. Yeah, sure. Let's go for one more.
Okay, when you use a vibrator, do you usually put a condom on?
When I use a vibrator, let's see, I've never used a vibrator before, so I really wouldn't know.
Hey, Dave, when you use a vibrator?
I do two or three condoms.
Two or three?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to get inseminated by one of those vibrators.
No, it itches.
I'm feeling like probably itch a lot more with the condoms on it.
Well, condoms get lubrication. So,
yeah,
and it simplifies the cleanup, you know.
That is, hey, you know what? That's actually a very good point.
Yeah. I've known girls that use condoms and vibrators. So I'm not going to pass judgment on this.
They share the vibrators? Like you're on the tier chart. Well, that would prevent cross pollination.
I won't say anything about it because you can't set those on fire because of lubricant.
Because of the lubrication.
They're flammable.
Because lubricants aren't known for being flammable.
Well, yeah, unless you put like. No.
They're inflammable, right?
It depends. I mean, I haven't seen a flaming condom yet.
So. Yeah. I'll make it possible.
Wow. So, let's follow it up with a song. We're going to play Delta Fungi Homie Sapien, Catch a Bad One. With a really awesome bass.
Have a memory loss. They don't remember how the boss should close the phone thick when I close it. In on your men and your faculty. A whack a bee out my face. You must be basic if you think that you could tackle the triumphant. I pump in the volume. Increases your meses, gets sliced to pieces. Please listen to my album. Even if you're white like Talcum and a pagan, just say it. Tune with my tune, and I presume it's doom designated to anyone who stated a word against me. I serve an MC simply. Put like my foot's up your anus, you're shameless. Trying to get over, I'ma go for mine. You know the time, now that I'm older, I'm gonna rip niggas' heads with a said salutation. Introducing Dell and his bit for boosting tales of my adventures. Attempt to try, and you will live or die, whichever I choose or lose. Crews get a shame, cause we flame them for fighting. You might win if you start writing and stop fighting. No time for games, I rearrange my vocals in your headphones. I hope till I get an answer, acknowledge and abolish all the whack records. Hieroglyphics are no respect. Who caught the horn? You fought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You fought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. I get juice when I let loose a little of my cleverness. Up under my follicles with no moose. Choose your weapon. You kept stepping. You're swepping a hurricane. Della blur your brain. So your next generations of youth will be facing the truth. And the truth is I'll leave you with a loose tooth. Gums get split if you bit. I'll extract the truth out your ass like I'm standing in the pulpit. Or a lie detector wrecks your sector when you're standing. I can't swing branding, expanding on what I'm handing to the people. Cause we will, and you can't say a damn thing about it. If you doubt it, you're already out of line. So let me remind you behind about the switch which I used to bruise your bottom. That little nigga tried to cut, I caught him. He didn't think that I would see that. So be that, and be off the D cause we rap. We stop the strength and lap the lymph around the whole course of time and still got the time to unwind. Who caught the horn? You fought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You fought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. We MCs make me Earl. Earl is your world is crushed because I gotta make you hush. You gotta be eliminated. The way I demonstrate it, you hate it, but still I am the greatest. Like a boxer, I'ma knock your socks off. Nowhere to run to, exits are blocked off. Steadily I'm disciplined, I hope you're listening. Brothers like my flow, others ride my chalk like a bicycle. But I'm psycho, fools try to play me like Tycho. Got to pull the rifle, Daisy, crazy ass with the BB. It comes speedy, sign the peace treaty, or you'll be needing medical attention when I leave you bleeding. Throw a monkey wrench in your program, crammed up your ass, and it's just too bad, son. Catch a bad one. Who caught the horn? You fought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who
really don't want to pinch your ass.
Where'd you come from anyway? That was probably
downstairs.
Did you sneak out by me?
Because you came even in that bathroom, and I can do that. Downstairs, you
so ask him out, yeah. So,
Tech call of the week.
Verizon Wireless has, well, somebody apparently has got a hold of a lot of people's email addresses and is sending them out emails saying, you owe this and this money on a Verizon Wireless account. The accounts are all fake. It's a form they're using for phishing, and we've got so many calls about that. We're actually being flooded now because of these calls. I don't have a Verizon Wireless account. None of these people do. Absolutely nobody does. So if you are...
So everybody that's calling in, they don't have an account, they're just calling you.
You're just calling, like, why did I receive this email? You don't have a Verizon Wireless account.
What do you tell them?
We're supposed to tell them that you don't have a Verizon Wireless account. We're sorry, it's a scam. Somebody does either that or they're phishing your computer. Please delete the email and do not respond to it. Mm. It's fake.
Because responding to it would hand out all your information.
Pretty much.
I got an old one. I think Todd will like it. Alright, this old lady from Texas called in like, I want a technician to come over and fix my line. And I was like, okay, well, let me pull up your account. Like, one of my dogs came up there, dug out the line, and chewed it and died from it. I think he got electrocuted. So first of all, you guys are going to come over and fix my line. And you guys gonna pay me $500 restitution for my dog's funeral?
Dog's funeral?
She was serious too.
I'm sure she was.
It cost $500 to get a shovel these things?
Must be a golden shovel.
Shovel?
This woman was serious because she
was, just get some like lemon sauce and like some nice pepper and some saute.
What? Or just simply set it on fire.
Set it on fire.
Yeah. Let's go with it. It's a good thing.
The dog doesn't have a vagina.
Then you set it on fire.
Everybody has a vagina.
No.
Yellow bitch and then set it on fire. So she's swearing up and down that this dog got electrocuted, and I actually talked to...
Is there a current going through those things?
No, of course not.
Was it Ethernet wire?
No, it was just a regular cable cord.
Like a coax cable?
Yeah.
I think there's enough current going through that.
No, trust me, I know. When I was six,
it's
my
fault. I think I touched a severed coaxial cable that was plugged in with my bare hands.
No, I used my tongue when I was six.
Did you get any kind of?
I was like, you know those little batteries you stick your tongue on?
Like a 9-volt?
Yeah, that's as strong as it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, the dog DSL, probably was not...
That's a whole
it probably
man.
Yeah.
Don't ever put your tongue on a DSL.
Oh, I won't. I won't.
You found that one out the hard way.
Now on a Tamiya. Put your tongue on a Tamiya if you want.
No. I knew it! I knew it! I knew it! You wanted to get the drug, didn't you? Didn't you?
Just tipsy. When the drugs are useless.
Yeah, but that's just one of them.
And when I'm tipsy?
Then they're in the mood.
For what?
More this is news to me. Don't worry. I'll make sure nothing happens.
I'm pretty sure nothing's going.
Let's all take turns kicking him in the groin.
Okay. First UFO, I get to go first.
Not again.
Not again. Oh, okay. I have a good one. This was from yesterday. This is one of my favorites right so far. Right.
Wait a minute. Let me
yes. Guy called up and said that his DVR could rewind. But he couldn't fast forward the DVR. So, I reset his box. I had him unplug it. I send signals to it and everything. And then it comes on and I said, okay, are you able to fast forward now? He says, no. So I'm scheduling a technician for him in the middle of scheduling a technician to come out. And I think about it. I was like, just thought to ask. I said, sir, you are talking about programs you've recorded, right? And he says, no. I said, so you're talking about live TV? He says, yeah. I said, sir, you can't fast forward live TV. He's like, yes, you can. I was like, no, you can't because it's live TV. It's what's coming on right now. He says, well, of course you can because you can rewind it, and they have the guy, and the guy shows what's coming up next, so it's already there. And I'm like, no, sir, that you cannot fast forward live TV. He's like, well, that's what I thought you could do, and if it can't do that, then I want to cancel my account. I said, okay, sure, get you over to our department that handles that and transfer it.
Yes. When someone tells you stop looking at the screen, press the power button, right? Unless you want to just go ahead and hit start. I'm dealing with computers, right? Press the power button on the turbo. Everyone knows
what?
The terminal. Sorry, I just said terminal. Tower.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Power button. You know what to do, right?
Right.
There are
you know what you're doing.
Yes, for the most part.
Take off every zig.
Yeah. So either that or just press start and power off. So, you know, you deal with an old person, you have to make a tip fight. That box with the light on it.
Yeah,
that
the thing
box.
You put, the thing you put the discs in.
So I spent about 5 minutes like, no, don't look at the screen. I want you to press, look, is it on the floor or is it next to the, I got a screen here. So I'm like, okay, sir, what I need you to do is not look at the screen.
Yeah.
I told him to look away from the screen. You know what he did?
Look away from the screen? Why would you tell him to look away from the screen?
Because he's looking at the power button. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell him to, like, get up, pull the cord, because, you know,
that would work.
He says he's really old, and you don't want to do it. So, okay, please do not look at the screen. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. And I was like, okay, he's joking, right? And I'm pausing, like, waiting for the joke. I didn't hear the kidding or something. I waited for a good minute. Sir, you're really not closing your eyes. Yes, I am. Oh, you don't have to do that.
Wow. This is one that there are certain things that happen all the time, or not all the time, but frequently enough that they're not like a rare story like the ones we just said, but they're still really, really stupid. And this is one that happens frequently. I'm sure you've had it happen to you. I'm sure you've had it happen to you. What? Where you say, may I have your phone number, please? I say, may I have your phone number, please, with the 3-digit area code. And they start punching it into the phone, like,
no, I understand people.
I've never had that happen. I've had it happen more than once.
Because I have people actually, because I work with cell phones, of course, I'll take people to automated systems, and they have to, that's the only way to verify the account is the mobile telephone number.
Yeah.
They'll start saying the mobile telephone number to the automated system. I'm like, no, sir, you have to punch it in. You have to actually...
So you have the exact opposite problem.
Yeah.
The closest I've gotten...
But if you're talking to a live person, and they say, may I have your phone number, please, what do you expect them to do when you start punching the button? I just don't understand that.
Punch back.
I can, actually. We have keypad.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to communicate... It's that language from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We're going to communicate via tones...
Curse out of
you know, like, hackers like, from, like, the early 80s and mid-80s, they could recognize their cell phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, they could recognize all the frequencies.
The cell phone 01, 01.
They were the real freakers. They were the Captain Crunch whistle freakers.
I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about.
Captain Crunch is invariably married to the art of freaking, because back in the 80s, you could get a whistle out of the box of Captain Crunch, and the tone that the whistle made was just the exact tone that would let you get into the payphone systems that would allow you to do like free phone calls and stuff like that.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for real?
It's 2400 hertz, which is where the magazine 2400 comes from. So there was a guy, his nickname was Captain Crunch because he could whistle that tune without the whistle.
Awesome.
Wow.
Dude, that's great. I never heard that song before.
Yeah, and then they changed all the payphones that wouldn't do that anymore. So,
yeah. So that's our tech call of the week for me anyway. Anybody else want to add anything, Dave? Any tech calls you've taken?
No.
I get tech calls at GameStop.
No. You make tech calls, you don't get dumbass calls.
I got one dumbass call I can tell you about.
Well, let's hear some dumbass calls from Dave.
I got one.
Nothing.
I design coupons, basically, you know. So on the coupons is a giant number, 706-432-1000.
Oh, I remember that.
And an old man called me one day, and he's like,
Wait a minute, just real quick. We need to clarify something, okay? All the coupons that they print, because I used to work with Dave at the same place, they have the phone number at the bottom for the business. Now, the phone number is in, like, 0.6 type. It's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
People will look past this huge phone number of the business and call that. Yeah, I want to order a pizza. They'll call that instead of the huge-ass phone number that's
in,
like, 25-point type in multiple colors.
That was it. You're right.
Oh, that I just ruined your... I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. You just shortened this whole podcast by at least...
Oh, damn, man. I'm sorry. But that's still, I used to work there, that was a very common thing. We get, like, the phone calls from the clients. And you try to be polite, but they get mad. They get mad when you say, no, sir, I can't, you gotta call. They're like, what do you mean? You can't just, and they'll say, like, you can't just connect me over.
Yeah.
No, sir.
You mean like a sutures?
Yeah.
Like you've got every business programmed on there.
Let me tell you, this is true even more so tech support. If a person calls the wrong number, I'm sure you've got at least one of those, right? You too?
Of course.
Invariably, they are mad at you because you won't help them because they called the wrong company.
Oh yeah, I had that
almost like if they call the wrong number, probably 90% of the time I would say the 10% where they pull the oh I'm so sorry they hang up or whatever, but 90% of the time it doesn't matter. They know they're wrong. They admit they're wrong and they still oh well, you better help me.
You want to guess what kind of tech call I get?
Are they video games for? You get people asking you for cheat codes and stuff.
I get people calling up. I swear it was like 2 days ago. Call up say. Yeah, I'm Scarface. I'm on that mission where you're in the speedboat and you got those two guys shooting at you. I can't get past the two guys.
Do they get mad when you say I can't help you?
No, I don't tell them that. I tell them how to solve the mission.
You lie? That is the opportune time to lie. Come on.
Perfect,
you say, okay, I know this seems crazy, but you have to blow up your boat. No. Follow me on this. I know it seems like a trick. I know it seems that way. It's actually a lot of people I have a hard time understanding because in instructions, you must blow up your boat, but it's in small print. People miss that.
Yeah.
Jump in front of your own boat while it's still moving.
Aww. We're going to play another song.
I'll play my Christmas song. Well, my first Christmas song.
Your first Christmas song?
Yeah, because I did two, remember? This is the one I did for the 12 Bands of Christmas, and they told me I had to re-record it. And this is called fuckers. The 1200 Days of Christmas. And it features our online friend Dog Welder in a really awesome cameo. So check it out.
Well, let's hear a little bit about this 12 Bands of Christmas thing, though.
Well, 12 Bands of Christmas is this thing they've been doing for like 10 years now, I think. You were on it, weren't you?
I did a lot.
You did Christmas in Holland.
For Figure 4?
No, for Death Star.
Death Star?
Yeah. What's the name of the band?
Okay, I don't remember that.
This is why you were a gnome.
But basically, it's for charity, and it's basically this 12 bands get together, they record songs, and they have this rule that they can't repeat the same song from previous years. And I happened to put together a turntablist track which uses two songs, one that was on that year and one that had been on like previous year. So they said, okay, well, we really want you to be on the album. That's what they told me. We really want you to be on the album, but we can't use that. So they said, re-record it. I re-recorded it. The second version isn't as good as the first version you're about to hear right now. But they ended up not using it.
We're going to hear the good version.
We're going to hear the good version.
Okay.
So this is the 1200 Days of Christmas.
They didn't even use the second one.
No, they didn't use either one.
Yeah.
I was so mad because I
didn't know one.
Anyway,
you work hard on it.
Yes, I did. So check it out.
Let's sing a song of Christmas. And if you do it well, maybe we'll record it.
On. He's running through my hallway doing pirouettes, and he's been around the hallway there with those little black leather boots on and a little red suit. So, what is he, drunk or something? You straighten that and get out. So I had to punch him in his mouth.
I don't know if I think this is an appropriate sentiment anymore for Christmas.
Hey, what, like a good action sequence don't belong at Christmas?
Well, no, it's just that I've never heard of an action sequence in a Christmas carol.
Would you? Well, then grab hold of your socks and read on.
Okay. Pick it up from measure 20.
EBA. You really
as a cactus, you're as charming as an evening. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster. EBA. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul. EBA. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
And Mrs. Santa Claus has positively identified the kidnappers as Martian.
What? You didn't know Christmas went hip-hop? Check the clock and let the jingle bells rock.
We couldn't wait for Santa Claus
Let
to come.
Let the jingle bells rock.
People loaded with goodwill, giving presents, what a thrill. Slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. 100 Days of Christmas Part 1. We'll play Part 2 later on before we break for the holidays.
And break.
This and praise.
Let me praise Mos Def for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Because
I haven't heard his new album yet. But
I have, and I'm very impressed with it. I was
better than because I was really disappointed.
Yeah, I was very disappointing with the.
Yeah, but, I mean, his first album, bona fide classic.
Exactly. And anything else he was doing with Talib Kweli's.
Oh yeah.
I know you're familiar with Mos Def. Come on.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
From Hitchhikers.
Huh?
Hitchhikers.
He was in Hitchhikers Guide.
Yeah, he was actually pretty good.
He's a monster. Very good actor. Yeah.
I never saw Monsters Ball. Never saw it.
No, I didn't see that one.
But I was worried. I was worried because last time he was trying to promote his, he had a little punk rock band he was doing, you know. And
really?
They took over that album. I don't know if you heard the whole album.
Yeah, I got it. I was really not happy with it.
Me neither, because I'm waiting on a Mos Def to do a Mos Def album, you know, just like I was.
Yeah, some moments that I was, there are a couple, like, really shining spots on it, but as a whole, kind of mediocre.
Sorry, Rachel.
Oh, go ahead.
And scene. But.
Don't want to disappoint anybody. I want to.
Gee, let me think here.
I'd like to dis. I would actually like to praise and diss one person at the same time.
His boyfriend?
I wonder who that would be.
Ex boyfriend of mine.
Ex boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
The previous one who will.
Yeah,
now...
which one?
John?
No.
Which one?
The one before John.
Which one?
Todd?
No, I didn't date Todd.
Oh, wait, I thought you did.
No. Oh my god, I'm gonna hate you again.
I'm gonna hate you again.
Julius?
Wait. No.
Excellent.
You know you got there on that microphone.
Right? I would like to diss and praise the next boyfriend.
I need to add some cheesy Batman sound effects.
Who I recently found out that the one person in his family I actually thought liked me didn't. And I would kind of like to praise myself for stopping drama before it even started, because this ex-boyfriend of mine is coming home.
It doesn't sound like you stopped any drama from the way the story is going.
He's coming home for the holidays. He's in Florida currently right now with his new girlfriend.
Are you
going to
see him?
No. I'm not going to have anything to do with him. I blocked him from MySpace. I blocked him from AIM. I blocked him from my Zanga. He has no communication with me whatsoever. But I still have subscriptions to his Zanga and subscriptions to his MySpace. So I can still view his stuff, but he can't view mine. Oh, well. Will you shut up?
You got some violin music?
Violin?
I have some violin music.
Yeah.
But why don't you save it for after we finish?
Okay.
No, I mean, like, during the... Never mind. I'll shut up.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I would say something, but I'm afraid that maybe there's some of your fans that are in this category, but I kind of like this, want to diss the entire category of these people, if that's cool.
Whatever.
But that's kind of
odd.
Are they Smurfs? Because they're Smurfs, I'm leaving.
No, of course not. I'm not Japan Smurfs. No, it's not Japan.
Is it
I would like to diss this new era that's coming up. You probably heard
that
of
whole
this.
21st century. Fuck you.
Yeah, this new quote unquote renaissance. I have to give you credit. Yeah, I'm actually digging the part that everyone's getting back into art and music and stuff. It's a huge wave now, but
finally,
God,
you guys are coming together.
God, come
doing
on.
Something.
These people, have you seen these people? You go to the mall, you see them.
With their black.
No, it's not even black anymore. I mean, it used to be that way a couple years ago. These people are like, you want to say, like, go grab a tree, walk.
Who are you talking about?
This emo group, the emo group.
Oh, emo,
group.
Emo, jeez.
You were like...
You weren't even dancing around.
You were in another room. Like the dance was going on, and you were in another room.
I was dancing by yourself.
I'm just saying. Why didn't you just come out and say emo? Why all the clandestine like language?
I kind of like play with my stuff.
You like to play with your stuff.
You shouldn't do that.
Like yourself?
Yeah.
It could catch on fire.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? It wouldn't be a bad idea to catch them on fire. At least they'll run.
Yeah.
They stay still. They apathetic. It's like, okay, do something. I don't want to do it.
Are we still dissing?
Leave me alone.
So you're talking about setting emo kids on
quit.
Fire?
I'll tell you.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Good.
Let me explain. These are the people. They won't do jack. They just stand there and they get upset. Yeah. And they want people to console them.
Yeah.
I'm like... If you want respect, you want people to hear you, do something. Get up.
Go kill a homeless guy.
Stop
it!
No, kill a homeless guy.
Would you hit him again, please? Will you hit him again, please?
Ow! That actually hurt!
So she gets mad at you.
You're
going
to get... Somebody's going to call it to you on 911. Like,
ow.
Seriously.
I just met once. You're like, whoa! Okay, Tammy, he gets the idea.
Damn.
No more touching the mic.
I'm gonna read your rap sheet 20 years from now. It's gonna be like spousal abuse, spousal abuse, spousal abuse, spousal abuse, spousal abuse.
You don't seem to understand me, do you?
Wow, if there's anything a spousal abuser would say.
It would be that. In that context, too.
I kiss my darling with my fist. Anyway, sorry.
Nah, that's good.
You're scaring.
So you're dissing emo kids, basically.
Nah.
Anybody gonna praise it? Oh yeah, Tammy praised herself. Do you want to go, Mr. Pierce?
I'll praise Tammy.
For what?
Well, I was gonna up until the whole
barrage
thing.
I'm not married to you, so it's not spousal abuse. I actually hurt myself.
See, that's something they say that too.
Yeah, this hurts me more than it hurts you, baby.
And by me, I mean you. And by you, I mean you.
You said to hit him, so I did, and then I ended up
I expect you to like wail on his ass like a drunken sailor at a bar brawl.
The axe to come out, and the knife, and the jabbing.
See, now he's afraid of me.
I'm like Molly. I'm like, what are you doing?
See how scared you
human? What is this human doing to me?
I'm sorry.
The only way to make up for this is
I'm gonna praise Tammy because she just kissed me.
Sweet.
Yeah, the only way
back. On the head?
I gave her $5,000.
Like the forehead?
Did you say head?
The forehead. No.
Yeah, I was saying, the only way to make up for this is head. So.
No!
He just shot a smile, like, I hear it here. Right when I said, like, bam! Yeah! Makes up for it.
And on that note, I'm out of here.
I'm just saying that because you're here.
And I'm homeless.
I love you, Dave.
Alright, y'all.
Bye.
Thanks for coming by, for real. Homeless, set the vagina on fire. The two themes of this podcast. We need to get a picture of a homeless woman with her vagina on fire for the
with bacon coming out of her ass.
With bacon coming out of her ass. So we're gonna play a Spinal Tap Christmas song, "Christmas with the Devil."
Okay, bro.
The elves are dressed in leather and the angels are in chains.
So this is one I do want to see, actually, The Fountain. Anybody here seen
that? I thought
that?
You did that last
week. No, I haven't heard the trailer.
Yeah, it got cut off.
I wanted to see it, but I didn't like the whole
series. Didn't like the font.
It seemed totally out of place in the trailer. I think it was Ariel, as usual.
Yeah. This movie spans a millennia and three parallel lives. A 16th century conquistador, a modern day scientist trying to save his dying wife, and a futuristic astronaut in the far reaches of the galaxy. Hugh Jackman and Rachel Weisz.
Vice.
So I really want to see it. I'm a big fan of his other movies, so I'm gonna go with like 7 stars.
I think it's gonna be an 8, actually. Okay.
You know me, I'm harder to get stars out.
Yeah, but I think you said 8 last time.
Well, maybe I did.
I think you probably said 9.
Well, I'm not like really deviating too much if I say 7. I said 8 last time. I'm being pretty consistent.
I think 6.5 because every single movie that Hugh Jackman is in, he was different.
Undecided.
Nice.
You haven't seen the movie, that's the whole point, so give it some stars.
One star.
Right. You think it's gonna suck that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you base that upon?
Personal hunch. Yes.
Well, what do you base the hunch upon? So when you get to the end of all the hunches,
yeah,
let me guess, it's a win?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. What are you listening to him pee?
No, I'm waiting for the bathroom. There's no one going downstairs, so I'm scared I'm going to fall downstairs.
Well, you should be.
The stairs aren't moving. I thought I could have just...
No, we had an escalator installed. Didn't we tell you?
What?
We had an escalator installed. No one told you?
When?
Just a couple minutes ago. That's what Dave was doing before. That's what the real reason Dave came over here. He's an escalator installed.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of things you don't know about. Like, for instance, you probably didn't realize he was actually a woman.
What? I knew he was extremely feminine. I was getting the vibe that he was feminine.
Dave?
Yeah.
No, he's just an ugly woman.
Just what?
An ugly woman.
Really?
It's the facial hair that throws people off.
Okay.
So, a needle pulling thread.
La, let you fall yourself. Tea, I think we're salmon spread.
Some people actually change notes when they do that.
Bring
you just missed Tammy's rendition of Dope.
I heard it.
It was all in the same key, like every part. So it was. So.
Yeah, okay, shut up!
You were pulling threads.
Shut up!
La, note to follow so. See, a drink
again. Shut up! I can.
Yeah.
Here we go. Tenacious D, the pick of destiny.
I kind of want to do that.
Proving it to everyone else isn't easy to do, so they must break into a rock and roll museum and steal a magical guitar pick.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that's really funny.
You lied!
I did see the trailer about that, like, a long time ago.
The trailer actually, I think, probably looked funnier than the movie will ever be.
Come on, Jack Black's funny.
He was. He was hilarious in the trailer. I love that trailer. He was like, coming this Thanksgiving. I don't have high hopes for it, but I think it'll be like one of those, like, yeah, I got an hour and a half to kill, let's watch Nature's.
Yeah.
It's kind of like eating cotton balls, you know? Like, you're not going to derive any nutrients out of them, but they, you know, they will, like, occupy space in your stomach until they're expelled. Supposedly, I don't know if it's Circle Edge or not, supposedly, what's his name? He did the Deal Meal, Billy Gay, Richard Simmons, yeah.
Richard Simmons, okay. No, he's not.
Yeah, you're right. He's pretty masculine.
Sorry, I say seven.
Technically not the same movie, but, you know, who's counting?
I mean,
Nacho Libre.
All right. You guys classify an actor anyway, even if they're even in a different movie. You're going to classify them anyway, so just give them a chance.
I like Nacho Libre. There's a Nacho Libre game now. It's only on DS for some reason.
That is weird. There's somebody here actually doing a review with it. Okay, I'm gonna pick this because I've never even heard of this. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Churistas? Anybody know what this is?
Churistas? Yeah, I've heard of that.
Churistas? Oh, actually, we saw a trailer for this. That's right. Yeah. It was like, and I was sat there going, oh, good, Hostel 2. And then it wasn't Hostel 2, but it was Hostel 2. And they just named it a different name.
I've never seen
it. Because it was actually, like, not officially a sequel to Hostel, but they definitely ripped Hostel off. So, yeah. A group of teens on holiday, it says on holiday in Brazil, are tormented in this thriller. After a night of partying, they find themselves lost in the jungle with no possessions, the possible target of human hunting and unspeakable crimes. So, yeah, zero stars. Mr. Pierce?
So, maybe four or five. Wow. It's going to be better than zero, though.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I think when I saw the trailer, it sounded like, it looked like the beach to me. So.
Yeah. Five. I thought you were going to say 10. Five.
I say negative 23.5 because I hate horror movies.
You can't give half.
Okay, negative 24 is sorry because I hate horror movies. After Saw and Saw 2, I will never see horror movies the rest of my life. I never saw a Saw 3.
They need to make a horror film that features anal sex. We're gonna play one last song before we head out.
Those songs, the song for the Sound of Music that we were singing earlier.
Sure.
Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Oh, let's see if I can make it easier. Do, a deer, a field.
female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread, la, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread, that will bring us back to dough. Oh, oh, oh,
yo!
A deer, a female deer,
Ray,
a drop of golden sun.
Me,
a name I call myself,
ah!
A long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread, la, a note to follow so. So and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once you have these notes in your heads, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up, like this. So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. Can you do that?
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
So, do, la. We put in words, one word for every note, like this. When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything together. When you know the notes to sing, you
send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com
and SirMildredPierce at gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
That's our podcast number 24. Did you have a good time, Jason?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm having fun. Okay, it's time to go.
Fucker. Do you have a good time, Tammy? Tammy,
of course,
Tammy,
I always have a good time. I got drunk and then I'm not now. I'm kind of tired.
Passing out in bed. No, for real. Shout out to Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Should have been on the show. Hopefully you listen to this. Okay. Shout out to all the new people who are listening to the show. I think we have a bunch because of the MySpace page.
At least Tamara and Jason. No?
I've been listening for a while.
Have you been listening?
Yes, no. Ever since the first podcast I've
You hear that one thing I said about you?
No. I need to go back and listen to that then.
Yeah, go back and listen to that one thing he said about you that one time on that one episode.
Which episode is it?
It was episode 18.
18?
Yeah. Go listen to episode 18 again.
Okay.
So anyway, shout out to all of our new listeners if you're checking us out.
Hi, guys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the...
Glad you made it this far.
Yeah, because this is like, you know...
Yeah,
shout out to all the usual folks. Thanks to Dave for being on the show.
He's one of the usual
Todd, of course.
Hey, Todd.
Any of our friends in the Philippines. Thanks to people who make kissy noises.
And
Sonic's
vagina's on fire!
Aren't you kind of emo?
Sure. Well, okay, shout out to the King of All Cosmos, and so we're going to leave you guys. Oh, don't forget, you can always check us out online at podcast.shapelessmask.com.
What's our MySpace?
Or myspace.com/shapelessmaskcast. And so now we're going to leave you with the wonderful sounds of Benedictine monks slowly being lowered into the lava. Enjoy.
Love you guys, bye!
I want my
animals being raped by girls with tentacles.
That was cool.
Yeah. While being shat upon.